the Pointer Sisters, an R&B singing group from Oakland, California, who achieved mainstream success during the 1970s and 1980s. Spanning over four decades, their repertoire has included such diverse genres such as pop, disco, jazz, blues, soul, country, and rock. The group got their start when June and Bonnie Pointer began performing in clubs in 1969. The lineup grew into a trio when Anita Pointer joined the group. They were signed to Atlantic Records, and the trio grew to a quartet when Ruth Pointer joined them in 1972. Success soon followed, and they won a Grammy Award in 1975 for Best Country Vocal Performance. In my conversation with Ruth Pointer, right off the bat, she was interesting and engaging, informative and lighthearted. I was comfortable upon our first hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Ruth Pointer, please.
This is Ruth Pointer. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. So glad to hear your voice. Thank you so much for taking my interview. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'm really excited. I'm kind of nervous, to be honest with you.
Oh, get out of here.
to be honest with you, I can't believe I'm talking to the famous and gorgeous Ruth Pointer.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you.
That's wonderful. The Pointer Sisters, I got some questions here to ask you. This is going to be a real short interview. It's not going to be long at all. Are you performing now with your daughter and your granddaughter?
I am.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. You know, look what God has done.
I know.
Look what he has done.
I'm telling you, child, every day.
Wow. So you're on stage. You're on stage with your daughter and your granddaughter.
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing, Ruth.
It is amazing. I know. It is.
I gotta see this. And they sound good?
Yes. Oh, and can they dance too? Oh my God. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Pointer Sisters reached the pinnacle of success in the 1970s. But what a lot of people don't know is that the group started out singing background on a lot of hits. Is that how the group got its start?
Well, we really did, you know, because we come from Oakland, and we were caught up in the 60s, you know, sort of revolution of music, where Sly and the Family Stones, Tower of Power, you know, Sheila E. and Grand Central Station, they all came out of there.
Right.
And especially during the heyday of Fillmore West, Bill Graham, you know. And,
right, Bill Graham.
We were just right in the middle of all that wonderful music and creative, you know, it was just the best time. I don't regret any of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the energy coming out of Oakland at that time was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You know, you guys had Cold Blood. You guys, like you said, Tower of Power.
Yeah.
You know, and then a lot of the stuff of the 70s was coming out of Oakland.
Oh, yeah. Sylvester and Lydia Penn.
I know, she's amazing. Yeah.
Wow. A lot of good stuff.
So you guys are singing background on, and that's kind of got your momentum going, right? Is that how
it did? You know, we were just really naive to the business and just always sang, because, you know, we grew up singing in my dad's church as the Pointer Sisters, and like I said, during the 60s, when I had left home and had a couple of children and all that, and my sisters and Bonnie and June particularly just kind of started that ball rolling, singing backup with local bands. And Anita thereafter joined Bonnie and June, and I came in last.
Thank you.
your mind. I guess we can, I know we can. For the future, the little bitty boys and girls, we got to
make this land a better land than the world in which we live.
Yeah, we gotta help each man be a better man with the kindness that we give.
I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know darn well we can work it out. Well, yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Or why can't we if we want to? Yes, we can.
I know. We try.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can.
Gosh, you're mad.
Yes, we can. I know we can.
In my research, I found out that, among other Grammys, the group has also won the Grammy for Best Country Vocal Performance.
What?
Yes, God. I can't even, I mean, really. I know, huh?
You don't think of the Pointer Sisters as a Grammy Award-winning country group.
I know. It was a shock to us because we recorded the song. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that David Rubinson, our manager and producer at the time, recommended that we go to Nashville so that we could record the song Fairy Tale that Anita and Bonnie wrote, with authentic country and Western musicians.
Right.
Yeah. And I really believe that that gave our song a real true flavor of, you know, that was genuine. Yeah, that was genuine, and we weren't trying to put on any pretense about who we were. We like all kinds of music. And we grew up listening to country a lot because we weren't allowed to listen to rock and roll.
Right, right. So that gave the song a truism to it.
It really did. And we were on the road. I think it was our first tour. We were on the road and didn't even attend the Grammy ceremony. And we got a phone call. You guys just won a country Grammy award. We're like, what are you talking? What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
For what? For what song?
How did that happen?
I said, are you serious? Yep.
Not only that, but I understand the Pointer Sisters were the first African-American group to perform at the Grand Ole Opry.
That's right.
What?
Yep.
The Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, Grand Ole Opry.
That had to be an experience, Ruth. That had to
it
be.
It really was. Amazing experience. They didn't know we were black, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we showed up, and hot damn, them girls was black. And we just sang our song. They're the kind of people that if they like your song, they want you to sing it multiple times.
Right.
So we had to sing the song like two or three times in a row.
Oh, wow. but that was, man, you guys broke down that barrier, though.
I hope we did.
You know?
I really hope we did, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Now, the group has, you guys have, as a group, you have so many iconic songs from Yes We Can to Neutron Dance. Do you, Ruth, have a favorite?
Well, I have two favorites, of course. Neutron Dance is definitely a favorite.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't to begin with. I didn't even want to record the song.
Why not?
Because that word bothered me, neutron. I know. I thought it was something related to violence and war and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, my God, really? What does this mean? Ain't nobody going to be dancing to no bombs dropping. That was what neutron meant to me.
I hear you.
And Allie Willis, God bless her, she said, girl, you got to sing this song. I wrote it with you in mind. So I sang it and fell in love with it, especially after it was used in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes.
And that just kind of lit some fire under it.
Do you have an artist out there right now that you like?
And
that you
love Rihanna. I love Drake. Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Beyonce.
Yes.
There's so many now, you know, those are just a few, you know, the ones that I really, really, really like a lot.
Wow. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the Pointed Sisters performed concerts and has worked in car wash with Richard Pryor. What was Richard like to work with?
A fool. Just like us. Yeah, Richard was like having a bad big brother, you know?
Uh-huh.
And just a whole lot of fun. So talented.
Yeah.
You know, and a big heart. Dude, he was wonderful. I miss him. I really miss him so much.
Yes. I mean, you guys look like you had fun making that movie.
We did. We did, child. And we were in the back of that limo with some Hennessy and help us all, because it was a lot of it was really spontaneous, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was good.
Richard Pryor is the only comedian that can walk on a stage and I start laughing instantly.
I know.
I laugh at things that he's going to say.
Exactly. I know. Oh, yeah.
He would have me cracking up for sure.
Yeah, they don't make them like him anymore.
No, they don't. Can we look forward to any new music or new projects from the Pointed Sisters?
You know, at this point, we haven't really made an effort to do anything new. In my experience, you really have to work hard and have something in mind that you're going to do with some special people. You know, at this point in my career, anyway, I feel that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we could just like go in the studio and just record stuff like me and my sisters used to do. So we just haven't gotten to that point, me, my daughter and my granddaughter, where we want to do something new. And there's so many new ways to do that now, unlike it was back then. We really don't really have to go in the studio. You can do something on YouTube, you can all these things, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm just not up on all the new modern technology of, you know, what it would take for me to do something. So I'm just kind of laying low for now and, you know, just enjoying the moment of what I have.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough people do that.
Yeah, I'm enjoying what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And watching the responses from the audiences that we get, they really just want to hear those hits.
Exactly.
You know, if you sing something new that they're not, you know, familiar with, they just kind of sit there and look at you like a deer in headlights. What?
Yeah, let's get back.
What is that? Where did that come from?
Come on, now let's get back to I'm So Excited. And
yeah, so exactly. And they were screaming from the audience, too.
I want to say He's So Shy. Come on.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And
Well, you know, as you continue to tour, are there any plans to go outside of the United States?
We've been going outside of the United States. You know, we just got back from a three-concert run from Belgium to the Netherlands, and then a big show in Scotland with Earth, Wind & Fire and Chic. And, you know, we do these things. We do an event that's coming up this fall called Night of the Proms, where it's maybe 12 really wonderful artists, and each artist is on stage for like 15 minutes. And, I mean, you just go out there and rock it out, honey. And there's a 52-voice choir, a 76-piece orchestra, three backup singers. Woo! And they do everything top of the line, and we love it. So we're going to be doing that in the fall.
Now, will that be recorded for television? Do you know?
I don't know. It's being done in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And they really tried to bring it to the States one year. We did it here, but it just didn't work the same. The audiences are very different. We're so spoiled over here in the United States.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, and this is a big event over there, one of the biggest of the year, every year. And the people love it. It's 30,000 people in that place.
Wow.
And they just love this big show. And you just get up there and bang it out real quick. I've done it with James Brown. I've done it with Michael McDonald. I can't think of a lot of, but Sting has done it. And, you know, they get a lot of the top. This year, actually, I think Bryan Ferry is going to be one of the main attractions.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's good. So, you know, we're busy enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Busy enough. Mm-hmm.
Now, Ruth, I understand that you have a book out called Still So Excited, featuring your life as a pointer sister. Did it take long to write that book?
It took about a year. About a year. The young man that I wrote it with, Marshall Terrell, actually approached me for the project. I wasn't really looking to write a book. And we had done a short project together. Short stories in a book called Rock in a Heart Place. And as we were talking, he said, I bet there's so much more to your story. Have you ever thought about doing a book of just yourself? And I was like, well, thought about it, but never really had the opportunity to come across. So he said, I'd love to do it for you if you'd let me, and I'll make sure it's done right, the way you want it, and all that. So I was like, okay. And we really enjoyed the project a lot. It was mostly done on the phone. We talked on the phone a lot, and I was looking forward to those phone calls every day because he really did a lot of research into the Pointer family and pulled up ancestry that I didn't even know existed.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was just a labor of love, and glad I did it.
So is there going to be a Pointer Sister movie? Please?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, maybe.
That would be great.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. We'll see what the future holds.
That would be great to see the story of the Pointer Sisters. That would be great to see that on the big screen.
I know. It would be.
Because I know that you guys got a lot of stories.
Right. We do.
Tonight.
My many thanks to Ruth Pointer and the Pointer Sisters for all this great music and for the interview as well. Thank you so much, Ruth. I appreciate that. It was wonderful meeting you. Thank you to Emily Vey and all my friends at Flying A Media for their assistance and support of the Gumbo Mix.